Hello there, this is Ed McCarty. Welcome to Hoofin' It Podcast with everything horses and livestock.
Hello, everyone. This is Melissa Cowan.
And this is Jana Harrington Barkus.
And we're with Hoofin' It Podcast with Everything Horses and Livestock Magazine.
And we are out here on location at Equifest of Kansas 2023 here in Salina, Kansas.
Hello, I'm with Jennifer Gaterill, and she was the producer of the Celebrate Equifest, which was the first time we had that here at the Equifest. So, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi there. Tell us how this came about for you with the producing.
Well, Justine hired the girls originally to perform and do some of their acts. And as it was going, we thought, you know what, this would be a great opportunity since you all don't have an evening show here. To put in an evening show, and about 6 weeks ago, the idea was formed.
Just six weeks ago?
Yesterday, it came to be, and it actually, the show went great. There was a lot of talent, and I really liked the combination of live singing paired with the equestrian talent at the same time. So about 50% of the show was sung live, and about 50% was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And we had a variety of acts brought in from all over the country. And it was a 90-minute, sit on the edge of your seat type of family variety show.
That is awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about who was there with the act?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So obviously the Pegasus Riders, yes. which I'm with, was there, and they performed actually four different acts. Each of them were in multiple acts, and I was really proud because we debuted two new acts. Maddie debuted her Spanish Andalusian, which Maddie 3 months ago had never ridden dressage, and
we had
this opportunity to purchase a amazing Andalusian, and she is she learned how to ride him, and he'd never traveled really, he's not come to a rodeo event, and so he was able to really hold it together and did a fantastic job performing.
Oh,
and then
great.
Liberty, to my knowledge, is the only person currently, like in the last 25 years, to put in a unicorn hitch Roman riding.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's fairly common to drive a team, a set, but to have you're riding on two horses and then driving only one is very, very difficult. Just the same way that for driving horses, the unicorn hitch is the most rare.
Mm-hmm.
So Liberty, at 12 years old, put in a unicorn hitch, or a unicorn Roman riding team.
I can't even
amazing.
Imagine that.
Yes. And then in addition to our girls, there was Patrick Sullivan from Gamala Unbridled, and he had four different Liberty acts that were amazing. We had a BLM three-strike horse named Samson, ridden by Angelina, and that horse just was fantastic. There's a simulated campfire and he was jumping rocks and, it was amazing. We had a fantastic Western dressage. We had a drill team. We had live singing and just a lot of great entertainment.
Well, do you think that's something that they're going to look at in the future?
I think so. I think that the goal is that to kind of grow that, and hopefully we can come back next year.
Oh, I hope so too. Well,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Thank you
I
so much.
It. Thanks
I appreciate
for
it.
Offering to help. That's,
yes, absolutely.
That makes it great.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast is sponsored by
Better Equine, the manufacturer of BE saddle pads.
Bee Tree, pure and natural skin and body care products.
And Living Life Ranch, located in Gardner, Kansas.
Subscribe with us to follow our podcast and please provide a review. We appreciate your positive feedback, which enables us to provide our free podcast to you.
Music provided by Ed Mahan. Copyrights by Everything Horses and Livestock.